Crawford.
Now, how is my favorite badger?
Did I mention that Bo loves playing in the cold weather? Because Bo loves playing in the cold weather.
I'd love to talk with him, Chris.
He's right here. Hold on.
How are you, Mr. Weaver?
I'm doing fine. How are you, son? Excited?
Well, of course I am. It's an exciting day. I can't lie.
Good, good. Well, try and enjoy this part of it if you can.
You only get drafted once.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
How important is winning to you?
Excuse me?
Well, I've seen all the tape on you, talked to everyone that matters, but that's the thing. I still don't know.
Look, I don't know what else to tell you. Winning is the only thing that matters to me.
Oh, and by the way, I'd like to offer my condolences for your father.
Thanks for saying that. Thank Chris for me. Talk to you later, pal.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Weaver. I look forward to meeting you, sir.
Kevin, you really play a very convincing general manager. Give me a sense of how you prepared for that part.
Well, you know, I thought it was written well in the first place. There was some level of contributions, things that didn't sound right to my ear. And the reason that could be is that cameras the last 25 years have found their way into the locker rooms. We heard coaches talking. We hear GMs talking. I know the language. And so in our script, if I didn't feel like we were hitting that tone of how men have to talk to each other from a sports point of view, I would speak up. And I didn't have to do it that often. But I thought that we came up with a movie that didn't, you know, kind of lose a lot of people with all the X and O's. It's still, we could have tried to over-impress people, like how much we know football, but we didn't do that. You know, I don't want to say we dumbed it down at all. We just didn't lean on all the technical things that would have proved to somebody. But we continued to make it more about, a boy-girl date, if you will.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Sonny Weaver Jr., show number one fan. Vontae Mack.
Vontae, how'd you get this number?
You gave it to me. At the combine? Sorry if I called, eh?
That's all right. Look, doesn't matter. Vontae, the draft doesn't start until late. Where are you, New York?
No, man. They wanted me up there, Radio City, but I wanted to be here in Virginia with my grams. But she old. She can't make that trip. So, who you picking? If I was you, I'd take a lightning quick middle linebacker who can murder the gaps in a 3-4.
Totally agree. You got Reggie Wilson's number down there in Purdue?
You know, I really don't find that funny.